The 1% raises would be the first since 2008 for state and university employees. Two sessions ago, Governor Jim Doyle ordered unpaid furlough days for workers to balance the budget. Last session, Governor Scott Walker and Republicans avoided furloughs but got workers to pay more for benefits through Act 10. GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said tough times led to tough decisions.
But when times get better, you try to share the good decisions that have been made with the people who are your investors, which would be shareholders in the private sector or taxpayers in the public sector, and your employees. And that's what we're doing today.
All Republicans and Democrats on a special legislative committee voted for the pay plan, though Senate Democratic Minority Leader Chris Larson noted the raises won't come close to offsetting the increased contributions to health care and pensions required by Act 10. The Office of State Employment Relations says those contributions amounted to a 12-14% cut in take-home pay. And while the raises are being called cost-of-living adjustments, they don't keep pace with increases in the Consumer Price Index, which the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission pegged at about 2% this year and 3% a year ago. Wisconsin State Employees Union Director Marty Beal said the 1% raise was arbitrary.
How do they set this? I think they set the 1% by throwing a dart at the dartboard, or Walker just said, that's the amount of money I have. Distribute it.
The move will cost taxpayers about $43 million over the next couple of years. For purposes of disclosure, the pay plan would affect employees of public broadcasting. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.